What's so great about? What's so great about? Who? What's so great about? What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast brave enough to really dig in and ask the tough questions and find out what really makes a topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very, very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
How big is your penis hole?
Regular sized.
How do you know what that means?
I don't know the next bit.
That's it.
I just right. What's that a reference to?
Well, it's a vague and oblique reference to the ninth and possibly final, who knows, he's got to make another one, film by Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza. I will be discussing that today. But before we get started, man, oh man, is it hot in
what
here?
What do you got there? Oh.
Woo! Very oh my nice. Lord.
Nice t-shirt you got there.
Thank you. Oh yeah.
Now, did you buy it? Did you order it? Did you make it?
I ordered it.
Oh.
I ordered it off Etsy.
Oh. Yeah. And it arrived.
It arrived last week, and I didn't want to wear it for last week because the font, if you notice, is the font for Licorice Pizza.
Of course I knew that.
Yeah. There is one that has the Inherent Vice font that I was tempted to get.
Oh. But,
you know.
That's pretty good. I wish I'd have worn my directed by Robert B. Wide.
Wouldn't have any relevance, mate.
Well, it's you know, directed by on a t-shirt. It's similar. No, it's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Very good. Have you been?
Well, that's not all. I got no, I didn't.
I'd chew it up and spit it out.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
That's the Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Uh-oh.
Every time I say uh-oh, you should just replace it with Chris Rock. Uh-oh.
Oh man, I still can't believe it. What is it, like a year and a half later? A year later?
2 years? It'll be two years since a year and a half. Yeah.
I still can't believe
there was BS.
Did I dream that?
And PS. Before slap, post slap.
Oh, of course.
Or AS. As.
After slap, AS. I prefer AS.
As. As.
Oh, it's good pipeline punch.
Sure, I'll take your word for it. Actually, yeah, I tasted it.
Kerry said it's too much like sweets. And you said...
It's very like sweets.
You said the same.
But I love sweets, but yeah. Not in a liquid form.
That'd be silly.
Yeah, exactly, right? How have you been?
I've been well.
You said you had some news to tell me.
Oh, yes, indeed. I got contacted, Terry. Tapped up, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Liverpool.
Got a message on LinkedIn, of all people, from a producer from RTE.
Hello! Now, they want you to do Tuberty's job.
You are looking at the next host.
Keelty is out. I'm in.
They realise they made a mistake.
They're putting you head-to-head with Peter.
They just want me to lip-sync to all of Keelty's dialogue. I got a message and it was like, if you want to send me on your email,
Shouldn't it be on your LinkedIn profile?
What?
Shouldn't your email be on the LinkedIn profile?
No, I don't want people to contact me, really.
No.
But, it's funny because I heard from Virgin on LinkedIn and I heard from RTE on LinkedIn. They're the only two. Everyone else I've been contacted by
Insta
and all that.
Brave New World.
This is it. But he said, do you have an email address or an agent? So I was like,
my agent is Terry Toner.
Yeah, because to you more money than sense, mate. No, I am his agent. Yeah. So I got an email from him. And now, before I continue with this story, I said no.
Oh!
Okay.
To what
this is. But it was still flattering.
You're big time in them.
Yeah, I big time them.
Oh, yeah.
It was for the lab, you know, their online division. And specifically for their YouTube channel, which I was still like, cool.
Okay, yeah.
And they basically, because of the Rugby World Cup is coming up, they have a show that they're doing in like a rugby club, like an outdoor thing, where it's kind of like rugby professionals or whatever versus
Rugger boogers,
yes, if you will, versus like you know, people from comedy and fashion and sport and stuff like that. So as I'm reading,
playing rugby,
like doing like rugby drills, like fun drills to see.
When you're Joe Rugby,
as you know, yeah. I know everything there is to know about rugby.
Yeah. Watch out for that Argentina team, man. They're gonna be a force.
So for context here, I said that one time in Centre. I was like, Argentina are going to be good. And you and Andy looked at each other and was like, where the fuck is this coming from?
I was You've drinking never my mentioned. Lucozade. I almost spat it in one of the customers' faces.
Hey guys, I'm reading my hand. Boy, that Argentina team really have... Anyway, so I'm reading that, I'm thinking like, oh, they're probably going to ask me to be one of the other people, maybe, yeah. Like...
They want you to be a celeb, maybe?
They said, we think you would be a good fit for our referee/presenter, where basically I'm like... Where basically I'm like explaining to everyone the rules and doing commentary and like reacting to what they're doing and interviewing them afterwards and stuff like that. And it was a full... It's a full day, and I'd have to come back for voiceover stuff and all that.
They pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, though.
All right, okay.
And so, although at the time I was thinking, like, grand? Like that's...
A grand,
that's
yeah.
money.
A grand, yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And,
Not even close?
The more... No, it was like...
Don't say it, but like...
It was less than a grand, anyway. I'll say that.
We'll give you at least that.
Yeah, right? No, but at the time I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So I straight away when I got it, I was thinking, great, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to ask for the day off, and then I'm going to do that. And then as the day went on, I was kind of like, am I just doing it because I'm flattered to be asked? I was thinking it's not really...
Today's an exposure, though.
Yeah, but that was the thing. Like, for what? Like, I don't want to get into that whole area, and like, I can't pretend like I'm a happy, outgoing person. They'd be like, oh, how do you think you did? Like, oh, well. They said you'd be required to have the crack with them before, during, and after. And I'm kind of like, I don't think I can really do that well. Like, I just didn't want to. I knew that if I did it, I wouldn't have enjoyed it, and I wouldn't have enjoyed
you
watching it
really
back.
You really are a curmudgeon these days, aren't
no,
you?
No, I just know what I like.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, like, you know, the exposure, because I thought that, oh, well, it's exposure, but I'm kind of like, yeah, but it's an exposure in an area that I'm not really that comfortable in or have any plans to pursue, you know? So I was kind of like, thank you very much. I said, I'm really flattered to be asked. I'm definitely open to more opportunities, but I just don't think this one is...
They're going
to
be like, who do they think this guy is?
Anyway, I was like, okay, no worries. Like, real short email back.
See, Tony is doing it instead. Like, hey!
We can't afford Tony Cantwell. It's like, Andy Cantwell?
Get me his non-union equivalent.
But I have to admit, like, it felt good to say no.
And I was
a bit like nervous at the start, and I was like, no, but that'd be good. And then the more I kind of thought about it, I was just like, you know, like, that's nice and all, but like, I'm not at my best at that. I wouldn't have been at my best in something like that. And I just kind of thought, nah, it's not for
okay.
me, you know. But it was still very flattering to be at. And I knew when I told you, you'd be like, what do you mean you said no?
It's free money.
I know. But so that was nice. It was nice to be asked.
Show up to a bloody fun day and get paid for it, like.
Yeah, I know. But then, like, first of all, the money wasn't great. It was a full day, and I would have been required to come back again to do voiceovers for the final edit and all this sort of stuff. But it's weird how it all kind of lends into itself, because it was like, I was in a real bad mood that day. Right, shocker.
Yeah.
And then that kind of really put me in actually like a really good mood after that. And then like the next day I made a sketch which I had no plans to make but did quite well and all that sort of stuff, and I only did it because I was feeling good about being wanted by RTE. That I kind of thought, then I was all up the next day and I was like, oh hey, and then I was like, oh, I'll make this thing, and I didn't really think about it, and then just put it out. And then so I was kind of like, it kind of had a good knock-on effect to that, but I was kind of... The more I think about it, the more I'm actually glad that I said no.
Sure. Don't have to convince me, man.
No, because you're looking at me. Would you have accepted it if you offered it?
100%.
Of course you would have. Yeah. My dog.
Yeah, why not? Like
Joe Public over here.
Yeah, I mean, that was my whole shtick in the centre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I might be like boiling with rage underneath, but hey, you'd never know what to talk to me.
You would just know it if you're if you're also behind the till and you see you punching boxes of chocolates on your way to the lotto machine. Now, that's 14.25 and a 4 euro quick pick. No problem. There you are.
There you go, sir. Have a great day. Who's next there?
Wow, what a nice fella.
Yeah. I like that in work now that it's like somebody, you know, a lot of people have to like ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, genuinely don't mind. And there's a couple of people who like...
Did you say generally or genuinely?
Genuinely, don't mind. Okay. Because a lot of people like... We have a very complicated system how we work.
Yeah. So it requires a lot of questions. And
yeah, and that's fine because there's people that want to learn and stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's a couple of people that ask like bad faith questions.
How do you mean?
Like they'll ask you questions if they're trying to trip you up.
Oh, really?
And I'll be like...
Makes me mad. I almost like it.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right, okay. But I'll still have to keep the old... Well, you know, you have to do it this way because... Be a bit chipper.
Right.
Because they want you. They're looking for you. Now, they're this might sound like, incredibly paranoid, but they're like looking for you to like lose the cool. They're
really?
Hmm?
So they're kind of like, do you not think it'd be better if we did it this way?
Are you
way?
Sure that's the way it, that's...
Because I was told blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
Are
blah,
you
blah,
sure blah. VHI will pay it at that rate? And you're like, yeah, I am sure because I've been through the process with them, whatever that. So like,
yeah,
you know, I didn't come up with the rules. I didn't come up with, you know, I just have to enforce them. He's like, oh, okay, okay, you know. And you're like, mm-hmm. Or like, they bring you something. And it was like, now, I'm after finding this from June. And should we not have done it this way? And you're like, somebody else, like we'd build it correctly. And somebody had amended it. And she's, whatever, they're after digging through the drawer. And was like, no, look.
Look, you're
this
wrong.
This is incorrect. Yeah, exactly. That's wrong. You're like, uh-huh. Yeah, thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. You got to play the game. You got to do the dance.
Got to do the dance.
Doing the bull dance.
Yeah. Feeling the flow. Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been good. I was at a birthday party for four-year-olds on Sunday in Fort Lucan.
Good, was it?
It's fine. The place itself is kind of...
Where's Fort... I heard Fort... Someone else mentioned Fort Lucan that very day.
It's in Lucan.
Like, where is this Fort Lucan?
It's in Lucan. So, you know, there you go.
Of course.
But, yeah, I don't know. It was like, build us this big thing, and it looks great from the outside, and you got in, and it was like, Bonnie, who like, her new thing is sandpits. Went to Clara Lara, all she wanted to do was fucking sit in the sandpit.
Yeah, they love
sandpit. I'm like, let's go play in the water. No, sandpit. Let's go on the slides. I want to stay in the sandpit. And then you know me, how I fucking hate sand.
I didn't know that about you.
I hate it. I wish the beach was all grass.
Ah, you don't mean that.
Yeah, grass down to the water.
Just
perfect.
Wait, Terry. If you think you hate sand now, just wait till you're up and down from the beach in the car and all that sand is all over.
I already don't like it and I'm not even driving it. Like
I did. I would say I love the beach, but I probably like it about 10% less than I did before I moved to a beach town. Because it's...
Can you walk to the beach from your place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like 20, 25 minutes. But,
okay.
But the sand is everywhere when you get out. And I'm just like... Especially if you've just cleaned it, the interior. And you're like, okay, just... I'll put a towel down here and get your feet off those seats.
Your knuckles are white, Andy. So yeah, it wasn't amazing. Like Bonnie,
it's 4 years party.
No, but like it was nice seeing everybody and the kids. I had a nice time. But like I was kind of like Bonnie had no interest in it because it was just like, oh, there's a bridge, another bridge.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, okay. And then it was like there was like a bigger kids part that was maybe a lot better that we didn't get to go. But I was like, you know what? Like, and it's
she's a little bit bored. Like,
yeah, she was in like the party room with us most of the time. Like, wanting to hang out. Like,
hey, speaking of hanging out, seeing you and the fam.
Hey,
Saturday.
That was great, wasn't
that
it?
Was good. That was lovely.
Yeah, it really was.
We had Terry and the fam down to our house on Saturday.
Andy has a lovely home. Yeah, it's a great place.
And it was great to have you. I was just saying to Kerry afterwards, it was just so easy, which you would expect.
Yeah,
I mean. But you know what
even
I mean?
With the kids,
even considering the kids and like you know. Kerry probably hasn't seen Faye since he just started going out when we
pretty much like since Joni was born. Like yeah, we went once and then like we were there in the house when like Joni was born and like kind of saying to Kerry, he's like, doesn't feel like we haven't seen each other in like 7 years.
Yeah. I know.
But like, yeah, we haven't. Like,
yeah, I know, it's weird. But yeah, no, it was lovely. So we'll definitely have to do that more.
Absolutely, you can go to my place.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will.
See all my plants.
Don't think I won't.
Yeah, you got the address.
Nothing else going on?
Not really. Like I say, we saw each other the weekend. We blew through all our conversations.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Shall we get started?
Please.
Oh.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair.
I met the girl I'm gonna marry one day.
But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go.
Listen, young lady.
But her friend is nowhere to be seen.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. That's what I'm meant to do.
To the seat with the clearest view. Wow, wow, wow. And she's hooked to the silver screen.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Do you know who my girlfriend is?
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand.
Sand.
Sand, yeah, like sands. Like the ocean, like beaches.
Barbara Streisand?
No, like Streisand.
Sand.
But the film is a saddening bore.
This is fate that brought us together.
But she's lived it 10 times or more.
Our roads took us here.
She could spit in the eyes of fools.
They're not my director.
They ask her to focus
on. Do you really want to see my boobs?
Can I touch them?
See you tomorrow. It's weird to hang out with Gary and his friends all the time. I think it's weird that I hang out with Gary and his 15-year-old friends all the time.
That was the trailer for 2021's Licorice Pizza, the 9th film by writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson. Andy, care for a bit of boif?
Please.
Care to guess the budget?
I would say the budget for this movie, what was,
doesn't even 35 for Phantom Thread.
I'm going to say 30 for this.
Okay. I was going to give you a little hint, but.
No need.
40.
Bollocks.
Because of COVID costs, you know.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Shot during COVID time.
Oh, was
so,
it?
Yeah. 2020 it started filming and like so anything that's been shot during COVID has had like to add like
added costs,
yeah, just
add
for like
20% on
reshoots or whatever like that, yeah, like that Mission Impossible movie, they said it cost $100 million more than what it should have, just because of like they had to stop and start and reshoots and all that stuff because of COVID, like because it was done, like it was filmed 2019, 2020, like.
Yeah. Is that the one where Tom Cruise is losing his shit?
Yeah. I never want to see it again.
Oh, fucking industry down.
Yeah. Okay, box office. Domestic.
Domestic opening or total?
Total.
32.
17.
Stinker. How does this guy keep getting away with it?
Worldwide.
28.
33. You're just there. Now, I will say, this movie had...
How does he still get to make movies when he's flopping like this every time?
Because, well, he had 3 Academy Award nominations and a bunch of BAFTA.
He is one of them, isn't he?
Like, and the budget is relatively low. Like, if you lose $7 million off a $40 million budget, that's fair enough.
But wouldn't they want to give $40 million to someone who's going to make a profit?
No, because nobody can make... Like, horror movies make a profit off a $10 million budget, like, you know. The mid-range movie is gone for most directors, apart from...
Touchstone.
Touchstone's gone, man. You know, that was
weird. Great, wasn't it?
Halcyon days. Like, now, PTA...
You've said Halcyon a couple of times, and I don't know what it means.
Means, like...
Good old days?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly that. Like, okay. You know. Probably, like, PTA, Tarantino, like... These are kind of guys that can
just,
you know,
do whatever they want.
Yeah, pretty
it
much.
Doesn't even
like people,
how it
people
works.
Want to do. People want to work with them because they know, okay, even if their movies aren't a huge smash hit, it'll either be awards recognition or like talked about. Like these
so
movies,
it's basically, if you want to profit, do a superhero movie.
Kind of, yeah, you know, yeah, like no. Or Barbie slash Open. Like Christopher Nolan, they kind of said like
he surely makes a big profit, does he?
Yeah, I mean Oppenheimer is going to be his biggest movie, yeah. Well, apart from The Dark Knight, but like his biggest non-superhero movie is going to be Oppenheimer. Tenet, they were kind of saying it still made a shitload. Well, not a shitload. It still made a lot of money, even though it was like right in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
If it had been released normally, they project that it probably would have doubled what it made. Like, right, so, okay. Like, he's that tentpole guy that like people are going to go see his movies.
Yeah,
like,
okay. You know? Obviously not, though.
No, Chris Nolan, not PTA. PTA's ones are normally released like in December. So like,
get that Christmas number one.
No, it's not even that. It's more like you're coming into awards season. So they generally like less people go to the cinema at that time of year as opposed to the summer July blockbuster, yeah. You know.
It's a loose thread on your shirt. I know. That's Etsy for you.
No.
Oh, that's Etsy. Yeah, it's going to be.
It had, no, but I will tell you, it had the record theatre per average, like day per average theatre when it was released. So it was like, it was released in 10 theatres. It had the record revenue per theatre average when it was released.
Oh, right, okay.
But here's how it got screwed. Yeah. It got pulled from a bunch of theatres to make way for Spider-Man No Way Home because they were just coming out of COVID. And they were like, we need a huge hit. So they would get like a bunch of the screens.
Yeah.
Were given
to butts in seats.
Yeah. And it was like, the movie industry needs a $1 billion movie. Yeah. It made like a 1 point something billion.
So how did that affect PT?
Because they took a bunch of the screens that like Licorice Pizza were slated to be on to give them to Spider-Man. Okay. So less screens, less
money,
less chance of people seeing it.
Right, yeah. Right.
So yeah, 3 Academy Award nominations.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Costume? Editing? Cinematography? What is it?
Best picture, best original screenplay, best director.
The big ones.
Lost all three.
Best picture?
Yeah, man. All right. Rotten Tomatoes.
They'd have loved it. 90?
Bang on. 90%.
Yes.
Audience?
Don't think they'd have liked it as much. 68.
66?
Whoa!
He's back.
Fucking good at this.
Care for some IF?
I'd love some ifs, please.
PTA had the idea for the film after spending time with Gary Goetzman.
Who?
Goetzman.
Who?
A real life inspiration for Gary Valentine. The idea was more about telling stories from memory can be embellished and made larger than life. Even the smallest things can have more meaning. Huh. What are you looking up there?
No, guy? I'm listening to you. I'm just getting my notes. But yeah. That's interesting.
All right.
Interesting that you say that.
The germ of the relationship between Gary and Alana was taken from an incident PTA witnessed in 2001. He was walking in LA by a school when he saw a teenager haranguing a school photographer, and he had the idea of what would it be like if they were in a relationship. And then after making Phantom Thread, he wanted to make a romance movie again because he enjoyed that experience so much. So he decided to combine that with various stories after talking with Gary Goetzman, and that was kind of the genesis of Licorice Pizza. He wrote the part of Alana for Alana Haim, with her mind. He directed several of the band Haim's music videos. Are you familiar with their work?
I have heard of them. She in the band? She's one of the sisters or whatever?
Yeah, the three sisters in this are Haim. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And how about this? His art teacher in school was their mother. Oh. Now, he didn't realize. He had painted a picture of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And after directing a couple of their music videos, they had talked to her mom about it. And she was like, oh, I still have the picture. They were able to present it back to him. And he's like, I can't believe that's your mother.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice,
that's
right?
That's nice, yeah.
Cooper Hoffman was cast late in the process because PTA had found many of the young actors too precocious and trained. And they did not mesh with the naturalistic style of Alana Haim's acting. As soon as he got Hoffman up there, he said there was no other choice for him.
How old was he in that, do you know?
I don't know. I think he was like 17, 18.
Okay.
Like, he's not 15.
Yeah.
You can tell he's not 15.
Yeah.
And finally, PTA received permission from John Peters to develop the character based on him on the sole condition that his signature pickup line from the film is used.
Huh?
John Peters.
Who?
The Bradley Cooper character.
Okay, yeah.
John Peters. You know what John Peters
no.
is? Remember that evening with Kevin Smith?
No.
You don't remember An Evening with Kevin Smith?
The DVD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the guy who's like the movie producer. He's like, we're from
the spider?
Yeah, that's him. That's who Bradley Cooper is. But he's like a nightmare version of him. Like,
right.
Yeah. You should have sent. You should have watched that video clip
I've
I sent you earlier.
Quite
on.
Enough. Thank you very yeah. much.
Well, why don't you hit me with it?
Okay. I fucking hated every fucking second of it. That's what I thought of it. I hated it. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate Paul Thomas Anderson, okay? He's my least favorite director of all time. Okay? For as long as I live, I'm actually angry now. You can tell by the tone of my voice that I'm angry. I'm pissed off, is what I am. I have had it with him. I will never, for as long as I live, watch another Paul Thomas Anderson movie again. I'll never rewatch a movie. I'm not even going to rewatch There Will Be Blood, and I love There Will Be Blood. I hate him, and I hate his movies and everything they stand for. That's what I thought of. Now, before I continue, you obviously like this movie.
I love this movie.
Was this? Can you? Before,
why did you hate it? How could you hate it?
Well, it was boring as fuck. It was a meandering.
It's a slice of life.
It's a nothing. It was torture. Another torturous watch. That was way, way too long. Now, you'll admit yourself, this is a movie that did not need to be 2 hours 10.
I mean, long. Why not? Like,
this is a quintessential hour 40 movie. It was just a series of almost unconnected yeah. thing. And here's the problem, right? It's billed as like a hangout movie.
It totally is.
Yeah. The issue with that is the appeal of a hangout movie is that you want to hang out with the people who are on screen. I did not like both leads. Didn't like Cooper Hoffman. Didn't like your one, Alana. Both completely different reasons. I just got so fed up with them individually and together. And
I'm going to let you go, but like, keep going, yeah.
I just fucking hate movies like this. I will never, like, I watched it. I watched it, Terry. That's the best thing that I can say about this
So movie. There's nothing about it you liked?
I liked that it was in the 70s. And I liked the truck scene where they're reversing.
It was fucking excellent scene.
Yeah, that was good. But oh my fucking god, Terry, I just can't stand these sort of movies. And also, why does he have to be 15 and her 25? Classic PTA. He's some sort of sexual deviant. I'm telling you now, he's hiding it well. I can't believe he wasn't outed in the Me Too movement. But there's always some weird little thing.
Well, I don't think she is 25.
Yeah, but he's making a story about a 15-year-old and a 25-year-old, mm-hmm. you know. And I feel like there's always some weird thing either to do with kids or weird sex or something in his movies, particularly the earlier ones.
One movie.
Yeah, there's a few of them. I've noticed something in nearly every movie, and I'm just like, there's something not right there. I'm telling you, it's going to come out and you're going to say, Jesus, Andy was fucking right.
I will never say that, first of all.
I'll never admit that. But before I, you know, well, that's it really, but
that's everything.
Tell me why. What am I missing? What did you like about this movie?
I love both of the performances. First of all, I think they're both, like you say,
it's Oscar fucking fodder as well, isn't it?
They're not really. Like, I'm surprised it was nominated for Best Picture, Best Screenplay, and Best Director.
Actually, I'm not, because that's a big, as I said, do not watch list. That Best Picture
won the BAFTA for Best Original Screenplay.
Yeah, because it wasn't made for people. It was made for the Academy. People.
It was made for people. People like me. And other people that like it. It's a charming movie that is, in my opinion, very funny, very well made. And I just loved watching it. Like, I was in it. You know, you weren't in it from the start.
I was not in it for a second. And I thought I was going to like it. I was like, okay.
There's so much heart in this movie.
I was like, cool. 70s hangout movie. I have it on my TV. I have subtitles. I have, you know, it's a good watch. I had time to watch it. I didn't rush it. And I just fucking... I came in and Kerry's like, what are you watching? And I was like... the movie for the podcast, and I'm like, guess if it's good or short. Like, I'm gonna say no, like, bingo. I didn't think of, I thought they were grating, the two characters,
really.
Yeah, I thought he's too wide-eyed puppy dog and she's too like no.
No, but
and
he
it was
like,
just like constant. Also, he's running way too much in this movie.
No, that's the best thing about it.
Very unnecessary running. No. It's not like he ever needs to run in any of the bases.
It's the best thing about the movie. PTA's figured out that everybody wants to see people running towards each other all the time.
Yeah, but he's like running, like there's loads of scenes where he's just running and then at the end he's just like, I saw, you know, like, it's not like he's running, like, I gotta get to this thing. Like, he's always just running.
He's
he spends
a kid.
Half the movie
he's
running.
A kid. He's 15.
He's like 27, this guy. I mean, this.
What I love about it, the character of Gary Valentine. Now, Ilana is the main character.
Yeah.
Okay. And I actually, when I watched it, like, the first time, I was like, oh shit. Like, I remember when I was like 24 and like kind of aimless in my life.
Yeah.
I'm working in Centra.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was going to do. And it was before I went to Australia. And like there's times where I'd be like, would have been out on a Saturday night, like very up till 5 o'clock in the morning drinking.
Yeah.
In work the next day with a bunch of kids, like 18 year olds. And then I'd be like, let's go for a drink. And like I would drag these guys to the pub. So it's like, okay, it's not 15 and 25, but it's like 18 and 24.
I don't think like, you really dragged them.
I remember there was very many times I'm like, I'm going to go home. Like, come on, I need somebody to go for a pint with me. And then like he'd round up all his kids and I'd be the oldest one there and there'd be like a bunch of them are like, they're of legal age, they could drink and all that. But like,
yeah,
like a lot of times I'd be like, go home, and I'd be like, what am I doing? Like, you know, there's that portion in your life like you go through.
Yeah, where you think, what
like,
am I doing?
Yeah, and like that is exactly what she's doing. She is bouncing from pillar to post. She doesn't know what she wants. She starts off working as, like you say, an assistant to the photographer.
Yeah.
Then she, every time you see her, it's like, oh, what are you doing here? She's like, oh, I'm helping my friend with their business or whatever. She has no real plan.
Yeah.
Like, he asks her when they go for dinner. Like, why does she show up? That's the question. Like, why does she show up for dinner when this, like, kind of cocky 15-year-old asks her out, like...
Yeah.
And, like, it's because she likes the attention.
Yeah.
She's a little bit charmed. And she doesn't have a clue...
what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What she's doing in her life. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's very real to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
to
is very...
To quote Brian McFadden.
What?
To quote Brian McFadden.
And put football on TV. That's very real to me.
Yeah.
And, like...
But can't he have done that and also made it good...
It is good. It is good.
Is it funny?
Yes, it's funny. So you didn't like it when your man showed up from your fucking cannibal show?
Yeah. What?
What's the cannibal show you like with Timothy Oliphant?
Santa Clarita Diet?
Yeah, and the guy from
there. Yeah, he's
great.
I like him.
How's it going back here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the steak back here?
Oh, and it's weird because you're one, the waitress from Always Sunny... she plays his mom in Santa Clarita.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She
plays Cooper's mom. Was there any scenes you liked?
Anything? I liked the scene where they're reversing in the truck.
Did you notice John C. Reilly in the movie?
No.
Ah. when they're at the, like, the kid, you know, so he has, like, the... because they're not very plotty. Like, that was a detriment to you from minute one. But it's like, he's coming up with these schemes. You know, he's an ambitious young man.
Yeah.
His, you know, waterbed scheme that he comes up with. Like, hey, that was also a thing. Did you notice who was the waterbed salesman?
No.
That was Leonardo DiCaprio's dad.
What?
Yeah, who's like, hey, far out, man.
No way.
And, like, even that scene.
Is he an actor?
No, he was kind of like an art guy, and like he was pretty big in the art scene in California. But when he's lying, that scene where like he is enticed to the waterbed.
Yeah.
Like I was like, whatever way he's shooting this, like just the way he's like framing that girl's face, I was like, yeah, I'd buy a waterbed.
Yeah,
100%. I'd buy a waterbed if I'm lying down on it, and like she's like staring at me with her like her giant eyes. I'm like, yes, whatever you want,
I'll buy it. You know, I thought like there was a huge difference between the quality of the shots and the quality of the plot and dialogue for me. I thought the shots were almost either the shots were too good. You know what I mean? Like it was too like. You know, by the end, like I'm imagining him behind the camera, and I'm just like, you fucking wanker. You know what I mean? Where I'm just like yeah, like these shots are like real, like you know. It's, I swear, like surely there's something to this. It's very almost Wes Anderson. He seems very precise in a lot of his shots. Maybe that's just
a good filmmaker. In yeah, yeah.
But
like Kubrick was the same. Yeah. Like Fincher is like, we're gonna do 800 takes before we get it right. Like, you know.
But I thought there was a discrepancy between the quality of how it looked and the quality of everything. I just wasn't interested. Like, how can they possibly? I can't believe that they've bagged a couple of suckers into actually liking. Like, I don't understand how we can both sit on a couch and in our respective homes put on a movie. And
I'll grin in ear to ear.
And you're
it.
Like,
yay!
You know, but like
John C. Reilly.
How can we can look at the same thing and the filtering process that it goes by the time
you're
it gets
wrong.
To
That's
our
why.
Brain?
You're wrong.
I don't think I am. There's a reason why you could tell straight away. 90% Rotten Tomatoes, 68%. That tells you. It's for this crowd.
It's people who like
for the lover of cinemas.
Yeah, people who like movies.
And then there's just the average movie watcher who just wants to be entertained by a movie. This was not an entertaining movie.
I disagree, and you're disappointing. John C. Reilly.
Is that from something?
No, that's me. It's from my heart. John C. Reilly was in it for a split second when they're at that fair,
yeah,
and he's like setting up his water bed, and he's like walking around, and he's like, "Hey, Sonny and Cher," is like.
Oh yeah.
No, he's like, "No, Sonny."
No, Sonny.
And
that's
then
him?
He's like, no, but then he's like walking, it's like the Munsters. And he's like, "We're not open yet." he's like, "Yes, I'm the real Herman Munster, but you can't stand here." And it just like kind of goes.
Oh,
and it was apparently because he was just like visiting the set.
The set.
It was like he said he went through a period where he said he couldn't get any work. He's like sitting there waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is that possible with John C.
John
Reilly?
John C. Reilly was. Yeah.
That's what he said before he got that show he's doing on Showtime.
Wow.
About the Lakers. He said, like, is this it? This how my career ends? So he's like, because he was like, he's such good friends with PTA.
Yeah.
He's like down visiting him. And he's like,
wow.
I could just tell as soon as I got there, like, these kids have it. You know, watching Alana Haim and watching Cooper Hoffman. He's like, they've just got this spark. And it's mad that you don't see it at all. Like,
I didn't see one bit of it.
So, like, did you like?
I always think, fair play whenever I just like unload on her thing, and then you still have to try and like, so like, what can I fucking say to Amir?
But what about like, let's just go through some scenes.
Okay,
let's just go through some scenes.
Okay,
first of all, one of the big things that I picked up this time was like really sad because he is like, he's full of bravado, Gary.
Yeah,
and then like when he sees Skylar Gizondo and Alana Haim at the burger place,
great name.
That's his real name.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Love this guy more.
Yeah, he's great. Like, I can't wait to see when he like actually breaks out.
Yeah.
But it's like when he sees the two of them there and he's eating the burgers with his mom and he's like, "Do you want to eat the burgers here or do you want to go home?"
Yeah.
And then she's like, "I don't mind. Do you want to go home?" He's like, "Yeah, let's go home." It's like, oh, that's like the little boy. Like,
that's him.
Like,
yeah,
you know.
Like putting on a front so it's not like she says, "What's wrong?"
But yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like, hey, let's go home.
Yeah, you exactly. And like, that to me, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, there's like big piece of heart there.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was fantastic was when she goes to be an actress.
Yeah.
And he's like, just say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you're one, Harriet Sanson Harris. She's like, can you fence? She's like, yes, I can fence. He's like, basketball? Yes. He's like, yeah. Baseball? And she's like, what else can you do? He's like, Krav Maga. It's like, I don't know what Quick Draw McGraw is. And then it's like, you're a goddamn fucking fighter, aren't you? I can see it. I love it. And I was just sitting there watching. It's like, like give the, like a one scene like out of the park performance. He just keeps the camera on her,
yeah.
her face, like a little the micro expressions that she like. That's yeah. the kind of shit in it that I'm like.
That's what you're.
Fuck a yes, or like for. Sean Penn, like the next little yeah. scene where she's at dinner with Sean Penn and yeah. it's like
fawning over him.
Yeah, but it's kind of like she fawning over him, then like trying to make Gary jealous.
Yeah.
And then like he kind of just doesn't care about her when fucking Tom Waits shows up.
Yeah.
And he's like, is that you? He's like, you son of a bitch from yeah. hell, get over here. These two like old Hollywood guys.
I liked the scene where he's just the look of it where she falls off the bike and he's bombing
it's
it.
It's great. Like he's like,
it looks coming. Like he's running 100 miles.
Yeah, like, that's what's great. He's running towards her. Like
yeah,
so the
like,
music, yeah. the needle drops are great.
I tell you what, the needle drops were not great actually.
What?
They waited maybe half, maybe 2/3 of the way into the movie. The needle drops got better, but the first
needle drop is the best needle drop.
I was very let down by it for a movie set in the San Fernando Valley in 1970s.
First needle drop is the best one when there is the mom is like
jazz thing.
No, that was well. That's not. I wouldn't say needle drop. Nina Simone. But the first one where he's like the mom's like, I can't take you to the screening. I have to go to Vegas, and he's like, that's okay. She's like, well, you can't go unless you have a chaperone. Then it's like. They're like, our love is a lie. Yeah. And he's like on the plane with her. Like, I was like, yes, like punching the air.
I was punching my cushions.
How about wings? How about the wings? Great. Fucking great. Brilliant. Like, great and song. Like that shot when the two of them are like,
yeah.
just the little, the and pinkies.
But you know what? I was thinking if wings wasn't playing right now.
But that's the genius, Andy.
Of a needle drop.
That's the genius of his choice of music. Like that's how you make a scene good.
Yeah.
In lesser hands,
you got that one good.
In lesser hands, a lesser song would have been used.
If you give me, if this movie, take all the ingredients of this movie, the budget, you know,
who are you gonna do this movie better or a different version of this movie? Give me a director.
Fucking, I don't know. Who did direct Days of Confused?
Richard Linklater.
Give it to him again. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Give it to him again. Make him make Days and Confused 2 and he'd be he did that
and nobody watched it.
What?
Yeah, it's a movie called Everybody Wants Some and it literally starts with like Mike Sharona kicking off and the fella's going to college. I watched it, I thought it was great. Nobody else did.
Oh, well, maybe I'd like that one.
Well,
how can you make a like a hangout 70s, like it was like what it was built. I didn't go in arms folded in this one. I was arms open. I was like, great, this is one that I'll probably like. It's quite new. It's, you know, I've heard things about it. 70s Dazed and Confused comparisons. It was nothing like Dazed and Confused. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
Dazed and Confused was funny.
I wouldn't have said a Dazed and Confused as a comparison.
Well,
it's said over the course of one day, and it's, you know,
yeah.
There are. There's no like age dynamics or anything like that.
They could have cut a solid.
What would
45 minutes.
Oh, oof!
Out of this movie.
Not even 90 minutes then.
Great. Get me in and get me out.
What would you? What chunk would you cut out of this movie?
I mean, like, literally, if you break a movie in 10 parts, just pull 4 out. And put it back together, and it's still the same fucking movie.
I disagree.
I'm swearing a lot here.
I disagree. Because the whole thing, kind of like Phantom Thread, is that like their power dynamics shift left and right. Like
you know what I mean? I'm realizing as well. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm realizing now. I haven't liked a movie of his since now. If you
last
take,
week,
no, yeah, but I mean, if you take Daniel Day-Lewis out of it,
okay,
I think
Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love, and I didn't like that one as much as I actually thought it was going to. So like really the Daniel Day-Lewis-ness of those two, Phantom Thread and There Will Be Blood, elevated it for me. Like I couldn't not look at him. I don't know why.
And
I don't particularly have a particular fondness for him, but like
maybe you do.
Maybe I do now. Yeah, yeah. But like I wasn't going in thinking, oh great, Daniel Day-Lewis. I was just like, oh yeah, he's a good actor, whatever. But like I had no particular allegiance to him. But he stole the show on both of those, and like without him, like fucking I hated The Master.
I know,
hated Inherent Vice.
I know.
If Phantom, if he wasn't it, well, your one was good as well.
I mean, it's hard to think of the movie without him.
Yeah.
But like Vicky Cripes is brilliant, yeah, and so great. Is Leslie Manville.
And so like that still had the potential. I probably wouldn't have liked it if he wasn't in it, but like it's a very different movie. But like he just
these are real movies. You wanted to watch real movies.
No, I didn't.
You said
I didn't want to watch any movies. I said let's scrap the movies. And I tell you one thing. You think we're watching Maverick next week? No, we're just coming in and we're just riffing. We're watching nothing next week.
Fine by me. That's fine.
Good.
You don't know what I wanted to watch Maverick.
What? No.
You don't know what I wanted to watch Maverick.
That's how bad this movie is. I don't even want to watch Maverick anymore. Because it's also a movie. Like, this is also a movie. I've had it with them.
Movies.
I've had it with movies. You have turned me off movies. Yeah. You've done the opposite of what you've intended to do. You've turned me off movies. It's like with Kerry, and I'm always playing the Arctic Monkeys, and she's like, I used to like them. I don't like them anymore now, because you've just... it's too much.
I offered you the off week. And you said no.
Imagine we were doing off weeks and I still would have another 5 PTAs to go.
All right. Okay. I hear you. I still want to talk about a couple of scenes.
Okay. Well, right? We're supposed to wrap it up now.
No, we're not. We got time. We got time. All right. Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
Come on.
He was good.
He was fucking great.
Yep.
Come on.
For me to, like, I know you want to talk. What sort of episode is this?
This is the last one. This is the last one.
And I tell you, this is...
It's a bad faith episode.
The biggest failure, this series. I've been turned around on everyone else that we... hands on the table.
Yeah.
Everyone else that we've done, I've kind of gone, okay.
That's a YP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll take that. It is a YP.
Yeah.
So this is the one where it's had the opposite effect. I thought, I'm not sure, but, you know, I've had faith in the process. Nicolas Cage, Ryan Gosling, never thought. Even the MCU, I thought, no way. But this is...
You're an imbecile.
This has had... I don't think so. I don't think I am.
You are.
And I am certainly not the only one. I tell you that much.
Yes.
There's people out there who think just like me.
Who?
People. All right? People.
You want to be these people.
Don't have the heart... To say
you go on about these people.
What?
I said you go on about these people.
They're there.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
telling you.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Maybe a break is good for you, alright? Maybe a break a week is good for you.
I need a break.
It's a goddamn movie podcast. I don't know what he wants me.
Let's how about this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is more of an off mic conversation. Let's scrap the movies. Okay? Nobody wants to hear about the movies. Let's face it. No one's here with movies, okay? Let's just... me and you.
No!
Come up with a new movie every week. Right?
Do a pitch it in H every week.
Yeah, that's the podcast now. Pitch it in...
No!
What's so great about movie pitch?
Can't retool it again. All right? I'm sick of retooling this podcast. Let's just...
Under new right, manager.
Okay. PTA was a failure.
I just,
by you.
I just feel like...
You know what? I feel like I failed. I feel like I failed.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You've just presented
Them
to me. You didn't make
the
movies.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm coming at you. Like, it's him I should really be directing my anger towards.
It's my guy, though, Andy.
You know?
But let's do the awards and then our ratings. Okay?
Okay.
So, Ed Harris Award? We didn't even talk about, you know, the whole Joel Wax subplot at the end. The gay councilman.
Oh, yeah.
Pinball machine. There's loads of stuff we missed.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't. I physically just... I would only be pretending to be like, oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I was so done at that point. And I will admit, my own flaw is... but if I don't like the first hour... I kind of check out after that. And
you're Homer.
Yeah.
I create my own story in my head.
You can stick around, but I'm out of here.
So the cops knew internal affairs were setting them up? What are you talking about? There's nothing like that in there. All right, okay. I have a new award.
Okay.
I have a new award, okay? The Bradley Cooper Maximizing Your Minutes Award.
Okay.
So it's like basically the cameo that steals the movie.
Bradley Cooper.
I'm giving it to Bradley Cooper. Harriet Sanson Harris is a close second.
I would give it to your man. What's the man with the funny name? kid from Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, Skylar Gazondo. Ed Harris Award.
I didn't particularly like any of the acting in this.
Fine, I'm going to give it to Alana Haim.
In the interest of keeping things moving.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, line reading of the movie.
Bradley Cooper, penis hole.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Bradley Cooper. No gas, oh, in the goddamn car, oh, Steve-O.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that whole scene when, like, they're like, yeah, probably the best. Like, they've, like, flooded the house and then they're driving out and, like, they see him and he's like, hey, like, he gets in. He's like, we got to go back to the house.
Yeah.
Like, and then I think that's the only scene where he said there's no music playing in the background or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just even when he's like, just go past there, like, he's leaning over to, like, it's like, all right, like, really, like, leading into the, you know, John Peters pervert. Yeah. He's like, I love it so much.
Yeah.
That tale. And then, like, when he gets to the gas station, there's him, like, fucking the can at somebody. And he's like, this is mine now. Like,
like, just go.
This, like, monster just terrorizing the valley.
Stay
like,
with him as well. Like, great. That, that like, hair.
Yeah. All right. Rating?
4.
What's the lowest one?
5. On a par with the master.
Okay. And what was Hard 8? You get that at 5 as well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't remember what my scores were, but.
Let's do your. Well, I'm going to give it a 9. Let's do your rankings.
Yeah, skating. Okay. So, from the start?
Well, just from number 1 to number 9.
Okay. Number 1, There Will Be Blood. 10. Okay.
You don't even need to give it a rating, besides. Okay. Just you can give it a ranking.
I would say There Will Be Blood. I would say it's weird because like I feel like I have more scathing about ones that I'm going to put higher than ones I actually like.
Funny.
There Will Be Blood.
As if you have no
concept of it at all. I would say looking back on it, have it after having time to digest it, There Will Be Blood. I would say Magnolia.
Oh.
I would say Phantom Thread. Punch Drunk Love, Boogie Nights, and the rest were
I mean, you've got Hard 8, you've got Inherent Vice, The Master, and Licorice Pizza. So I'm going to need you to rank those 4.
Okay, I would say Hard 8 would be the top of that.
That's
list.
6.
Then, fuck. Inherent Vice, The Master,
and Licorice Pizza.
Inherent Vice, The Master, and Licorice Pizza.
Wow.
Yeah, my least favourite was
Wow, okay. Yeah. Crazy.
How about you?
There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love, they're like A+.
Yeah.
Then a couple of A's will be Phantom Thread and Magnolia. Yeah. Then that's 4. Then bunch of A- would be Boogie Nights.
9 thumbs up. What the hell is that?
Boogie Nights, Inherent Vice, The Master, Licorice Pizza, Hard 8.
Right, so Hard 8's your bottom.
Hard 8's a B+.
Right.
The rest of them are all A-, A+.
Mad.
Yeah.
Madness.
Now,
okay.
Since we got a week off,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to slide this over to you. This is our next mini-series, okay? They're all under 100 minutes.
Are you opening?
Yeah. Oh, opening.
This is exciting. Oh, what's this?
I went to effort.
Ooh.
So start with the yellows. The yellows are definites, okay?
Do I pick?
No, we're doing all of them. There's 8 movies there.
Okay, so Duel, 1971, Steven Spielberg.
His first movie.
A 70s 90-minute movie is like a modern-day 3-hour
You'll
movie.
Love this
You've
movie.
Loopholed.
You love this movie.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Delighted with that one. You were never really here.
Who's the director?
Fuck off.
Yes.
That's that Joaquin Phoenix shite. 89. I watched it already.
You didn't watch it.
I did.
You didn't watch it.
I watched this one. I did. I remember. I turned it off. Oh, Terry, why are you punishing me? History of Violence. Okay. Gary Glenn Ross would love to watch that. Brilliant. In the Mouth of Madness. Never heard of it, but great. Hot Rod.
Yeah, the blues are you can choose.
Hot Rod or Prey. I'm going to have to. Can I come back to you?
No. You can. Keep those ones. Keep them all.
Okay.
So the yellow
ones. I appreciate
you going through the yellow ones we're definitely doing, right?
Right.
The Blues, if you want to change them out, that's fine. You can pick a different 90 or under the 100 minute movie for the Blues. Okay?
One or two.
For, yeah, they're both. If you want, if you don't want to watch either,
I will. I'm changing this.
Well, you never seen Prey. It's a Predator movie.
A Predator movie?
Yeah. It's the latest Predator movie.
Okay, I will watch that.
It's pretty fucking
definitely
good.
Okay.
You don't like Hot Rod? I was just trying to put a comedy in there for you.
No, I won't watch. I did watch Hot Rod. I didn't like it at all.
Really? Okay, fine.
Okay, so.
So you can choose.
One.
Yeah.
How's this? How have I let this be the dynamic?
This is good. These are all, they're good picks.
Please, I beg you. I beg you to change You Were Never Really Here. I won't like it. I will not like it. Gimme, there's a gimme for you there. Let me pick one of mine here. You've got loads. How many have you got? Okay.
This is the whole, I'm the programmer.
So you got
six.
One. Jewel.
Okay.
Two. Three.
Okay, hold on.
Four. Five. You have six. And
okay,
I have
no,
two.
No. Right. Let me go back here. This is the work I do, Andy. You give me no. You give me no. You give me no credit for it.
I give you credit.
You give me guff is what you give me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You give me guff.
No, I appreciate it.
I appreciate
most of these. Some of these I'm actually genuinely looking forward to.
All right. Just okay. Instead of You Were Never Really Here.
Yeah. Don't give me a Joaquin Phoenix one.
Fine. Fine. We can do Albert Hitchcock's Rope.
No. Rope? Never heard of it.
Let's do it.
There's lots of Hitchcock ones I haven't seen, though.
Yeah, but not under 100. Rope is good.
Rope?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the pioneer in that he made it look like he shot it all within one take.
Ooh. Okay.
Albert Hitchcock's Rope.
So which one of your six is getting bumped for Rope?
You Were Never Really Here. And I went out and I bought the Blu-ray of that.
For this?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm not.
As if you're not going to watch it anyway.
You get to choose.
So that's gone. And then.
You get to choose. If you want to knock off Hot Rod, come up with something to take its place.
No, hold on. You were supposed to bump one of your movies.
That is my movie. Yellow means it's locked in.
Okay, well, I don't want to watch Prey then.
If you don't want to watch it, you don't have to watch it. But maybe Google it and see would you like to watch it.
Such a fucking child.
It'll be a really good movie.
Okay, the jury's out. Well, definitely not Hot Rod. The jury's out on Prey. I'll watch the trailer for that.
Look, I gave you the option,
okay,
didn't I?
Planes, Trains, very excited about. Jewel, fine.
You're going to love... Do you know what the premise of Jewel is?
No.
You're going to love this.
Okay.
A guy who's like a salesman on a business trip overtakes a truck.
Oh, and he keeps chasing him? Is that what that Bob's Burgers Christmas episode was all about?
Don't know. It could be whatever. Maybe. But
the truck keeps following them.
It's literally this guy. He's in a shitty car in the desert.
Great.
And it's like a truck. So, he's like this. The truck is the monster, essentially. Yeah. Steven Spielberg's first movie.
Wow.
Maybe our first. Is this our first Spielberg movie?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Great.
See,
okay.
Look, you're back on side now.
I'm on side. Great. Yeah. Okay. In the Mouth of Madness. Never.
Sure you don't want to do Maverick? In the Mouth of Madness is John Carpenter. It's a horror movie with Sam Neill. And you're going to like it because it's one of those ones where you're like, wait a minute. They were driving a second ago and now it's just black or something. Like, you're going to like it.
Okay, okay. You're selling me now. Glengarry Glen Ross, dying to see that movie. I'm very happy with that. History of Violence. Is that the Ed Norton?
No, it's Viggo Mortensen and Ed Harris is in it.
Oh, great. I've seen that clip again of Ed Harris, by the way, where he's like, what is violence, you know? What is that? What is, you know, at the fucking press conference and everyone's like just deadly silent. I was like, oh my God, this guy. You're Never Really Here. I'll send that.
Fine.
That's more of this, what this season was.
What could have been, folks, huh? What could have been 89 minutes.
The funny thing is, like, those podcast episodes will probably not be as good as if we hadn't watched You Were Never Really Here.
You're taking the juice.
Great. Can I keep these?
Yeah, of course, they're for you.
Great.
Let's get our plugs in.
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's So Great About Pod.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter at WSGA Pod.
X. Or if you so choose, you can head on over behind the paywall. They're all pals at Patreon. For the low, low fee of €5 a month, you get access to all our back catalogues of our previous miniseries. We've got stuff on What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, and What's So Great About Big Willie's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. And also, we have a bunch of one-off stuff. We've got our pitch meetings. We've got our perfect day, our dream festival. Bunch of top fives. There's really, if you're just joining us now, there's the good stuff is over there.
Yeah, it's the stuff, you know, the way, you know, you might like our back and forth, but those damn movies keep getting in the way. Well, the Patreon is the place for you. We don't talk about anything like
the
that.
The funny thing is, the Patreon used to be where the movies were until you wanted to change it to the main feed.
True.
Also, that is true.
Well,
yes.
That is true.
Also, if you so have space in your hearts to do this for us, you can give us an old rating or review on the Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. It goes very far to get us back in the charts and keep you guys in our hearts. Want to say a big thanks to Neil Murray Music as well for doing the theme song for both here and over on the Patreon. He's a hell of a musician. Check him out on YouTube. And
an even better man.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We had the pleasure of hanging out with him at our show there a month or two ago. And what a gent.
We're hoping as well we'll have another live show in the offing before the end of the year. Yeah, not RTE affiliated.
No.
Unfortunately, he blew it. Otherwise, folks, we'll see you next week for nothing.
No, we're not going to build it like that. How about this? We'll see you next week for an absolute barn burner of just me and Terry chatting shy. I'm going to have some questions for you, pal.
I'm going to watch Maverick. I don't know about you.
Great. We're not going to talk about it.
I'm going to talk about it. Good chunk of the episode is going to be devoted to me talking about Jodie Foster.
I'll probably end up watching it too. But no.
What are we doing here?
No plan.
What are we doing here?
No plan next week. Yeah. We're just me and Terry. Unfiltered. Unsheathed.
Cool.
It's a god awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no. And her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look.
Still alive on me.